Mic checks. It's time for another mic check.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you weren't here.
Like
yeah,
that. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This question comes from Jose. And he says, hey, y'all, I recently moved from California to Tallahassee. I had to catch myself because I was about to say something probably racist.
I had a feeling because I had a couple, but that's what I'm talking about, the hypocrisy. I try not to, but I was like, oh, I got one. Nope, don't do it, Mike. Don't do it.
Oh, man, I love you, Jose, bro. But yeah, I recently moved from California to Tallahassee, Florida for a career opportunity within my current company. When I accepted the offer, I talked about it with my girlfriend and agreed that I would not be out here for more than 2 years, but would be here for a year minimum while she stayed back in California, as my offer was very sudden with little time to think and her job as a teacher would be hard to replace. I have multiple opportunities that I can work towards that will move me again to another part of the country, which sounds very exciting to me, but would realistically keep me out of California for an extra year or two longer than planned. Here we go. Would you continue to pursue your career goals prior to being married or engaged and then settle down when you've reached your goal? Or would you focus on getting back to your partner and family and sacrifice the career and travel opportunities? Thanks in advance.
Sound like the former.
How old is he?
Did not say, but I would, sounds like probably young.
If you're young enough, man, I say pursue your career goals.
Say fuck them hoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. Because, you know, if you have the chance to advance and be set career-wise, that to me, the family is going to stay intact.
Mm-hmm.
And if it can't survive it, then it wasn't meant to be anyway. Mm-hmm. But handle your business, man. It's hard out here. It's hard out here in these streets. And if you got a career, it is. If you got a career, you make those type moves to get it popping and get where you're going to go. And what it sounds like to me is, you know, based off the teacher's salary, unfortunately, she can't take care of y'all. So you need to do whatever you can to secure the bag for your family.
Let me see.
This is tough. This is tough. It? Damn, bro. Okay. Maybe it's yelling,
too.
I know. Jesus. Because that's Rod's version of yelling. Because he usually whispered when he talked. That's I just mean, you know, love, bro. Like, it's tough because it's like, you don't know if your career. What?
I'm sorry. We listened to
you.
You
called me a pussy, didn't you?
I'm generous.
You reiterated it, though. Because love, man. You know,
he's an SJW.
Know, yeah, you know, I don't
whatever
know. I don't know. I can see why he would be. I can see why he would be torn with this.
If it's love,
it'll be there in the end. Yeah,
yes,
but that's a long
yes.
time to expect love to.
It's
to,
not
4 years.
What kind of career?
That's what
he said.
I thought he said two.
He said it might keep about for another 2 years.
What kind of career is it? Did he?
He didn't say, but it's not really about the career.
It's not about the career. It's really about
it
the fact that
lucrative.
Like,
and if it's lucrative, I mean, you can make that shit work.
Bro, you can teach anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. She
you can teach
can't
anywhere.
Live off her salary. So where are we following you?
I disagree with that. You can teach anywhere. The only reason I'm saying this is because she might be making better money as a teacher in California than she would be in Florida.
She like, probably pay more in taxes in California off that
maybe,
salary too,
but she might still be making more money.
But
it might be harder
point,
to get.
The point of it is he's going to be securing the bag. So. If
sure.
That's. I mean, your job as a teacher at that point is beneficial to our partnership, but mine is going to carry us. If that's the case, now that's what it sounds like to me. Yeah.
But it might be a lot to just tell your girl like, "Hey, I'm going to be making more money, so just quit your job."
No, not quit. Just understand that that's not. You don't have the pressure of having to be in California.
Yeah, like.
Say it, bro.
Sounds misogynistic, but if I'm making the most money,
I know.
Right. If I'm making more money, I'm going to be making more money in this move. You can take a pay cut.
Right.
If it's about the love, like,
that's it.
You don't come to Florida.
I got
take
you. Like,
money.
I got you on that. Yeah,
I'm
teaching for the love.
I'm the man. Shit.
Yeah, I'm the man.
Yeah, I think I think y'all are ignoring why she might be a teacher. I think y'all are ignoring who she might be teaching. Why she might be, I think y'all are ignoring a lot of that, just being like, well, you know, it's all about money. Teachers aren't teachers for money.
No.
Teachers are teachers because they want to help.
I think all the more reasons is,
right.
I would think she'd be open to a move.
Right. But if you love me, you're going to come with me because this is good for me.
Or we're just gonna have to stay separate because you're doing good work where you are. Maybe in California she gets paid more for helping underprivileged kids. I don't know. I'm making all this up. Yeah. But I'm just saying there must be a reason why it makes more financial and whatever sense for her to stay in California.
It's probably not about the money for her.
Right.
She's probably trying to stay in California because that's her roots, that's her family, that's what she's familiar with. A lot of people don't want to move. Especially the Tallahassee.
Hell no.
Who the fuck want to move to Tallahassee?
Right.
That's a college town. It depends.
It's a shit.
Yeah, but not to be, not to, Florida, you know, as you're a couple, Florida, you're not trying to go there.
Florida, yeah, you don't want to just move there.
Right, Jose can't never be in.
Jose got a home.
He's going to have a lot of work.
Nope.
No one wants to move to Tallahassee unless you're going to school.
Yeah, he's going to school. That's it. Or for a job opportunity, it must be lucrative. To move from Cali to Tallahassee.
Well, depending on what part of California you went to.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I can see why he's torn. If that's what he feels like is the love of his life, he's just saying, you know, I think what he's trying to express is that it's going to be hard for him to be away from his woman for that long. Should he sacrifice his career?
That's the only option.
I don't think that you can put your career on hold for love.
Do it like they did, like that guy did in Portland, putting in that suitcase, bring it with you.
Nah, I'm all for love and all of that.
Love don't pay the bills.
But like, it's not even that love don't pay the bills. It's just, well, kind of. But that helps the love, right? When you're able to do things, you're able to travel, you're able to, you know, do things like that. So, I mean, if you're just banking off love and just, you know, putting your career on hold for that, I mean, you're not benefiting your relationship. I mean, I say just go pursue it. And if the love is really real, you know, something will come from it. Something will come out of it. You know what I mean? Like, you ain't got to just like cold turkey break it off. Y'all can remain platonic or whatever, friends.
What? That's breaking it off. What are you talking about?
Well, okay, not platonic, but like,
you mean like y'all long can just distance relationship.
I'm not even saying. Well,
y'all can fake.
I think Rod forgot what realistic. Platonic meant.
Mm-hmm. Not. That's why I took it back because I know what it means. but just, you know, keep it open. You just keep it open, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you talking about being a freak? Okay.
Yeah. I'm saying keep the shit open.
Nah, fuck that. She better not be opening for nothing but me.
He should ask himself what she would do.
I'm saying if the love is real, I mean, if you keep it open, I mean, maybe you might go out there.
And if the love is real, she should understand and be supportive.
But why are we putting it on her? It sounds like it's him.
It sounds like it's him. She might not want that either.
It didn't sound like he said anything about it's her putting pressure on him to move back.
Oh, he's saying that. He
the
same.
That's what it sounds what like from like. The question that it's him that's, you
it
know.
It like her mind's made up. She's staying in Cali.
Like, you can leave if you want to.
You're right. You can take that job, but I'm going to be here.
Because you know what? Y'all should be using the same advice for her. Maybe she doesn't want to sacrifice her career for love
that's
either.
That's fine. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If she wants to stay,
yeah,
let her stay. If he wants to leave, like it's very even playing field for me. Like, I'm going to go pursue this. You continue to pursue your career. If the love is real, we'll reconnect once we're in a better place in our lives.
Correct. You gotta pick your regret here, bro.
Yeah.
You know, the regret you're gonna have the rest of your life. Right. It's either gonna be you're gonna regret not pursuing your career that you wanna do, or you're gonna regret losing the potential love of your life. But just you can find more women, bro.
Yeah.
Thing is, like, if you're really focused on your work, I mean, you're not really gonna have that much time to focus on that type of stuff anyway.
Oh, this is true. What are you talking about?
When you're really locked in,
that's true.
I'm telling you, Mike,
you ain't telling me shit.
I can
be locked in on work and still find me some time for a little something. Mm. Y'all bugging.
But that's different. Finding time for a little something ain't necessarily love, though.
Yeah.
You're talking about the time that it takes to love somebody. Like the stuff.
The
that
time
do.
It takes to love somebody. Yeah, come on, fight! Bro, that was a word.
Wait, speak on the new list.
Okay, motherfuckers. All that. Goddamn, fight!
Right, you want to talk about just smashing? Nah, this is a love affair.
You see, like, I'm saying I'm wrong. Shit. Talk about, bro. Hey.
I've been listening to Bobby Womack.
I see. Y'all are right. I take that back.
There's also, you know, I mean, it's up to her, honestly, if she want to go with you. But there's also fun and value in building something with somebody too, but that requires somebody to make the sacrifice here and there.
sounds like you're in a position to do your thing. She's in a position where she's doing what she loves to do. It's just a matter of where she wants to do it.
And all that stuff is a part of love as well. Like when you're bouncing off ideas off of one another, you're working together to get to elevate your lives. That's all love. Mm-hmm. Like somebody you can talk about plans, business opportunities, things like that. Even helping you with the things that you're trying to get work towards. Like that's all a part of love. It's not just a sexual thing. It's just somebody that really pours into you, you pour into them, and then y'all elevate each other. Like and I think is he young?
Or they didn't really say. Yeah, Jose didn't say.
Yeah, if they are young, they probably don't understand that
Jose
yet.
Jose didn't say.
Yeah, they probably don't understand that yet. Me as a 40-some-year-old man, yeah. Like I understand, like that's love is more than just that. It's about like just building together.
He might know that. Mm-hmm. He might know that. It's just a matter of it just might be concerning for him being separate from her. And it might not even be about sexual. That's all I'm saying is I understand why he's torn. Y'all are making it sound like this is a very simple decision. And I'm saying it's not.
He's making it seem like it's black and white to me.
No, I think y'all are making it seem more like it's black and white. Because when
he
I said-
He sounds conflicted.
Exactly. That's why I don't think he sounds black and white. I think y'all do. Because when I said it sounds like I can understand why this is hard, your media was like, what is it? Yeah,
my immediate stance sounded very black and white, but that's right. But eventually, my actual advice isn't. My actual advice is like, yo, you can probably make this work. That's my actual advice.
Right. Yeah. I'm just saying I back him up on why he's conflicted. That's all I'm saying. Y'all are making it seem like he doesn't really have much of a reason to be conflicted about this.
No, he does.
I think he does. That's what I'm saying. Now, with my actual advice. The him being conflicted, I'm contributing to like youth or whatever, just not knowing. Because I was the same way when I left Florida. I had a girlfriend when I left Florida, and I thought it either could or you could live. Like that's what it is, because I had no sense of like love and understanding how she could support me, things like that. It was just like, oh yeah, we can't be girlfriend boyfriend because you live here, I live here.
Yeah,
it was very black and white.
But I don't think that that's crazy. I think that that's completely fair.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not young by any stretch of the imagination. And if this came up with me and my girl, I would be conflicted. Immediately conflicted. I wouldn't just be like, oh, well, you know, you can help me from 12 states away and we can make this work. I'd first be like, what? You're going to move to Idaho and I'm staying here and we're going to remain in a relationship. That sounds hard. I'm not going to immediately just be like, we'll just make this work because that's how love works. Nah.
And travel opportunities, Spike, might mean something completely different.
What are y'all conversations like?
These opportunities might be with other women.
Yeah.
What are y'all conversations like, though? Like, how wouldn't you be able to make that work if y'all conversations is about elevating and things like that, opportunities and stuff? Like, you just cut that off?
It's not about just cutting it off, and it's not about not understanding how love works or not trying to elevate your partner. It's about proximity is a real serious part of being in a relationship.
It is.
Right. So that's all I'm saying is that discounting that and just being like, well, I mean, you know, this is just you being young, and if you knew how love worked, you wouldn't worry about not being in the same state. Nah, man, I think that's kind of simplifying this a bit. You want to be close to your partner physically as well as emotionally and sexually and all that other shit, but I can understand why you would be a bit hesitant about being like, yeah, that's cool. You move to a different state and we'll just keep this going.
Hey, Tony Braxton said it. Love should have brought your ass home last night.
Damn. Love should have kept you in California.
Yeah, but I was in a similar situation, Rod. I love mine.
And there wasn't no FaceTime and shit like that.
She went
with these cell phones. She's just like, you know, like we just going based on the phone call that I might be able to hop on every other hour or some shit. Yeah, that's like whack. But you know, with every like technology and everything now, like I think it makes it a lot easier to cope with being distant. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that it's ideal. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that this day and age, I think I feel like it's easier.
Different people have different love styles.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You know, in all seriousness, it sounds like she's made up her mind that she ain't even going.
Yeah.
Like, so they probably had that conversation.
Him to be asking this question.
Yeah, if he's talking about, like, shit, what should I do?
Exactly.
she was like, nah.
It sounds like she already know where she going.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
But that was what you
no
said.
Way, Jose. Yeah.
Damn. Damn.
It ain't happening. What you about to say, bro?
What you said was right, though. You want to choose the biggest of your regrets.
I'm telling you, bro.
You're going to regret something either way.
And what do you stay with her and it, man, shit go love?
Yeah. And then you got this, who the fuck
y'all
got to
live off a teacher's salary.
He going to be on TikTok.
Damn. Talking about she lied to him. Yeah. She wasn't really teaching.
She wasn't even a teacher.
She wasn't even a goddamn teacher.
We have a 50 part. I should have took the job.
Yeah. Why T up did I stay?
Oh, man.
Don't do that, bro.
Damn.
Oh, boy.
Good luck, Jose.
Yeah, good luck,
good
man.
Good luck, Jose.
Yeah, yeah. But nah, bro. Yeah, get out of there, man.
Damn.
Yeah. Go get your money, Jose.
Yeah.
Damn.
You can buy you some
pesos,
woman.
But
or some men, too. All right, man. We got to leave it there. I'm out, peace.
Lord, mercy. Get all the pesos you can get. Y'all is crazy, man.